Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The two key words in Scripture here that we're going to see, one of them is authority and the other is power. And it's a little bit confusing because in the King James, they're used interchangeably. The word translated authority is also translated power. You don't know which one it is unless you look it up. Many times when it says power, it's the word for authority. But then there's another word that's used for power. It doesn't mean authority. It means power. Dunamis. We get our word dynamic and dynamite from, what does it mean? It means force. You know, I've used this illustration before. It'll bear repetition. It'd be like a policeman. Well, a policeman, you know, needs two things. He needs authority and he needs power. Authority is the right to use the power and the right to do something. You see that in he's sworn into his office, or you see his badge, you see his uniform and his insignia. That's all represents his authority, that he or she has a right to do something they're doing. But if that's all there was a sign of authority, criminals would just run over them. So you also need dunamis. 220 pounds of muscle, sawed-off shotgun, 44 Magnum, Glock. What, you see what I'm talking about? That's dunamis. Power to back up the authority. Well, does God have authority?
Yes.
Does he have power?
Yes.
Yes. We've got the name of Jesus. Oh, help me out this morning. Now, we've got the authority. We also have the Holy Spirit. We've got the anointing of God, the power of God to enforce. Back up the authority. Now, this is very significant because what does he say? The gates of hell. I'm going to build my church. How many believe what Jesus said is so? Now, I mean, if he said, I'm going to build my church, can you count on it? Then he's building his church. We accept this for us personally.
Amen.
As well as worldwide.
Yes.
Right? Say it out loud.
Jesus
is building this church.
He's building his church.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Just believe it.
Yeah.
Be convinced of it. And he said, I'm building my church. And I'm building it not on denomination and not on theories and not on opinions and not on experiences and not on individuals. I'm building it on this rock. The rock of the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, and the gates. The what?
Gates.
What does that mean? The authority and the power of hell, what? Won't prevail. This is the Word of God. If Jesus said the authority and power of hell will not prevail against him building his church or prevent him building his church, then I believe it. I said, I believe it. No demon, no work of the enemy can stop us. Can stop him building his church. Now look at the very next phrase though. What does it say? And what? I'm going to give you something, he said. What? The keys to the kingdom. Is this a significant phrase?
Yes.
Has he done it?
Yes.
Did he do it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he has. Now, this was before he went to the cross. But he has gone to the cross.
Yes, he has.
Hasn't he?
Yes.
And he suffered. And he died. And he's been risen from the dead.
Yes.
Triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And how many remember, in fact, hold your place here and run over to Matthew real quickly. 28th chapter. Hold your place there in Matthew, but go to the 28th. Anybody happy about this beside me this morning? Matthew 28, Verse 17, this is after he's been raised from the dead. When they saw him, they worshiped him. How many here worship him? Yeah, we're worshipers of Jesus. But some doubted, not us. And Jesus came. This is Matthew 28:18. And he spoke to them. This is what he said. What did he say? All power. Now that's the word for authority here. This is the word for authority. A lot of you modern translations will have it that way. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. What's the very next word? Go ye, which means you go. Well, yeah, but he's got the authority. Yeah, but he said, I got it, so go. What does that mean? How does that affect us? If he's got it, how does that work? Now, let's take a little time on this. How many would accept this as a fact, as a truth? All authority in heaven and earth, Jesus got.
Yes.
He got when he was raised from the dead. He triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. Why did he need to get it? Go to Luke. Go to Luke, please. And the fourth chapter. In Luke 4, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. And the Bible said in Luke 4:5, this was one of the temptations. The devil took him up into a high mountain and showed to him what?
All
the what?
Kingdom.
The kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Why? Because that's what this thing is about. And Jesus, that's what he was, you know, he's the Son of God from eternity past. But as a man, that's what he came into the earth for. And that's his destiny. King of all kings. And the enemy's trying to tempt him for a shortcut. Right? And he said, the devil said in verse 6, all this power. Now again, that's the word for authority here. You could see how that'd be. All this authority will I give you. Isn't that something? The devil talking about he's going to give authority to Jesus. Somebody says, well, you know, he didn't have it. He just lying. Well, it wouldn't have been a temptation.
Right.
If he didn't have it, Jesus would have known it. And it wouldn't have been a temptation. It was a temptation, which means he had it. Keep reading. All this authority will I give you and the glory of them, for that is delivered to me. One translation says, it's been handed over to me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. Now this is such an important truth. Such an important truth. So many do not see this, or if they've seen it, they refuse to accept it and believe it. Corinthians calls Satan the god of this world. He didn't create it. But how did he wind up? With control. What did he say? It was delivered to me. One translation says, it was handed over to me. Well, who handed it over to him? Adam and Eve. It wasn't God. God made Adam and Eve, if you will, the gods of this world.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
See, God didn't make man to be some caveman.
No.
Grunting and moving around like an animal. No, he made Adam and Eve to be gods.
Yeah.
I know people don't like that, but it's scripture. Jesus quoted it. That God said to the people, ye are gods. Little g. I know folk have fits over that. But I didn't write that. You didn't take it up with him. And the Bible said the heaven, even the heaven of heavens, is the Lord. But the earth has he given to the children of men. Psalm said that. What, Psalm 115 or 116? Wrong in there. The earth has he given to the children of men. Well, then, how did the devil get in? Because when God gives you something, he gives it to you. To the point where you can use it right, or you could abuse it. Which they did. And when they yielded to him, and they believed his lies, and they followed his direction, in essence, they bowed their knee to him, and they gave him the authority that they had in the earth, which was complete. He made all the works of his hands, and what did he say? That man might have dominion.
Yeah.
Right? See, we're talking about kingdom now. Kingdom, dominion. Dominion over all the works of his hands. Now, through sin, the devil got it. And he's ruling through wicked people in the kingdoms of the earth. I mean, you can see that. Boy, there are some mean people in power in different places in the world. And they slaughter. I mean, they just try to wipe out whole groups of people. And create all kind of misery. Well, see, the devil is doing that through people. And yet you hear people try to say, God's in control. And imply that all of this God's doing for some unknown reason. No, God never intended. And was never his perfect will. Oh, but he knew man would mess up before he ever started out. So he had a plan. Oh, I said he had a plan to redeem man. And to get this power out of the hands of the enemy back into the hands where it's supposed to be. That's why God had to become a man. A man because authority had been given to man. And Jesus came as a man. And obeyed God completely as a man. And offered up his life as a man. The perfect man. And then he rose triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave. And got the keys. Keys of death and hell, and he stood up and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Both. I got it. I got it. I got it back. Yeah. The devil ain't what he's cracked himself up to be nowadays. He's operating primarily because people are ignorant. But when you find out exactly what has happened and what you have, you'll change things in your life. I said in your life you can change things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Keys to the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Ransom, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402M. That's R1402M, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.